Blog Talk Radio.
Memorial Day. We'd like to welcome all of our veterans and listening audience on When the Veterans Speak. Today is Monday, May 30th in Philadelphia, Memorial Day. My name is Kathy Santos, and I'm the founder and executive director of the National Alliance of Women Veterans, headquartered here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where we provide advocacy and outreach to all veterans and those who have served in our armed forces, past and present, who need help. We try to be a resource for them. We would like to announce our website at www.nawbphilly.com. And we're just grateful to have you all listening with us today. I am just going to be talking a little bit about some activities that I believe would just be exciting to share of what I've heard of the participation of our local community and celebrating veterans with parades and other events. So we're just going to follow up on some of those things and talk a little bit about what I have personally been involved in. I celebrate Memorial Day every day. I think that Memorial Day is, for me as a veteran, is a day of service to our veterans community all year round, 365 days a year. And to celebrate them today is a wonderful, wonderful gesture, but we have to know that we are just short of providing the needed funds and resources so that veterans can get the help they need on other than holidays of celebration. I am somewhat aware of activities that I've actually seen on the news. It was just so many things that were going on, but in my church, we were pleased yesterday that our pastor, Louis J. Felton, and Bishop Ernest Mars at Every Church of God in Christ, we had a wonderful tribute to the veterans of our church that represented and was symbolic to all veterans that exist in our country. And so we're just grateful to them and all of the other local tributes that were held in the various institutions and facilities commemorating today and the lives of those who have sacrificed themselves and so much for the freedoms and security of our country. I'm trying to get this poem that was sent to me. I would love to share it. It's a beautiful, beautiful poem. And I'm not exactly sure why it's not uploading, but I will continue to try to get that. It was sent to me by a dear friend. And we would like to just share that. It was somewhat a little bit funny, but we would like to just try to refer back to that sometime in the program. This third weekend has been very busy for me in my local community, in that I was involved in a prayer walk with the local police. District here in Philadelphia, where we had a prayer walk with the police clergy, which I have enrolled or enlisted in participating and to become a member. And we had a very, very community engaged activity on last Thursday with a walk that was very, very, for me, uplifting for our community involvement. And we had circles of prayer throughout the walk at various stops as we walked, I guess, maybe 20 blocks or more or less. But it was quite enlightening. It was police-led, and there were several clergy, and it was quite engaging. And we have photos that we shared with Facebook and our website, and we were just so delighted. And we followed that up with a planned event on Saturday, which it was our scheduled cleanup for our block, which we had great participation. And we had support from our city agencies and our mayor, Mayor Michael Nutter, who we were so grateful to have him recognize our effort in providing us additional resources to just take it to another level of cleaning some of the areas that were a little difficult for us as without some special equipment. So we are just grateful to our leadership in Philadelphia, who has a desire to see Philadelphia as the cleanest city in the country. And we have a concerted effort in our city, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, working towards a clean city. I think for me, it's an environmental issue. It's a public health issue that we clean our city, have our locales livable, and have a quality of life where we can sustain ourselves. And maybe in where I live, there are lots, and we plan to do some greening there, maybe plant some trees or flowers there over the next couple of weeks. And these projects I will be uploading because I think that veterans impact community in a very profound and impactful way. And I shared that several years ago on veterans impacting community because we have such learned skills and in some cases trades that complement our natural ability to unite in our community and to put our skills together, our efforts together, and do really progressive and productive community work, cleaning our community. And, you know, we are trained initially as leaders. We are trained to motivate. We are trained to unite ourselves and to move as one unit. And we were able to incorporate those skill sets on Saturday by overcoming some very unpleasant or not so pleasant odds. But at the end of the day, the outcome was met. We worked congruently to achieve our goal with volunteers, and we got the support of our neighbors who were recognized, as I was, by the city with a certificate of appreciation for our efforts and our work, which is a continued effort. It wasn't just for that day. We have been doing this probably for the past 4 years as demonstrating our understanding of supporting our leadership and the overall goal to bring our city to another level of awareness on the public health and environmental concerns for cleaning and greening our city. So we will just continue to work in that regard. And now we would like to talk a little bit with another one of our community leaders who also has involved himself in supporting our city's cleaning and greening efforts. Mr. Brown, I'd like to just welcome you to our Memorial Day program. You have been very supportive of our veterans community and, you know, supported the veterans organization in their efforts to impact community. Would you like to make some comments? I know you've been very, very busy working in your area. How would you like to add to the program? I'm always appreciative that you can add some valuable comments on our program, always up to date on where we are and collaborating with other organizations and city agencies to move the agenda of our leadership forward. So would you like to make a comment, sir?
Good afternoon. I want to thank you for the Memorial Day, for your advocacy, and your dedication of the National Alliance for Women's Veterans. This Memorial Day means more than just a barbecue. I know Veterans Day is every day, and your dedication to educate, advocate on behalf of the veterans, I commend. I believe
that the Congressman has something to say as well. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'd like to just say thank you to Congressman Brady. We had a representative, Mr. Tommy Blackwell. It was just incredible energy he brought to us, just showing his support and the elation in seeing the unity and the work that we had done. And we're grateful to Congressman Brady for being generous and sharing his staff that we know can add such a unique dynamic when we are recognized at those various levels where they could possibly be ears to our causes. We have ears that can hear some of our more intimate issues, if you will, that relate to our block. And it's a block effort, but one block at a time. So we are grateful to our elected officials, Congressman Brady, and to our Mayor Nutter. I tell you, he's unique, and I'm so grateful to him and what he did for us, just pushing the envelope just a little bit, knowing that we work very hard, and, you know, we're one of many blocks in this large city, but we are very urban
in our structure. So the infrastructure is a little unique when you have a block that's screaming out and we're trying to make a difference. And I think just one block, because after that, we were informed that several blocks that surrounded us and our close proximity to our street also got involved in the cleanup effort. So for an urban community such as where we live, we are grateful. So I'd like to just see if Mr. Brown would like to add any further comments about what his efforts were this week or what he's been doing in the community where he's been working very hard to support the leadership here.
I also like to thank you for the Women Veterans Prayer at the Chapel, which had a tremendous impact. Yeah, like, can you just elaborate on the Women Veterans Prayer?
Well, I think now we've switched roles here. I've become the interviewee. But the Women Veterans Prayer was an inspiration twofold from two venues. Reverend Mary Campbell, she's also a longtime staffer at WFIL radio station here in Philadelphia. And she has become the national representative here in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, for the National Day of Prayer. And I was obliged to participate as a representative for the military in 2008, providing a very long prayer for our military community. And just recently, I encountered her, and I believe it was a very divine inspiration, as well that I felt an inclination to engage our chaplaincy in some of our community activities. And one of the veterans who had served in combat had a very unique and outstanding story. It was very outstanding. And her relationship and her position with the chaplain community while in combat. And I tried to encompass all of those thoughts as we proceeded with the Women Veterans Pray, as it became known, when we held our first annual, I hope that will be, at the Women's, with the Chaplaincy Department at the VA Hospital. And we wanted to pay close, attention to Edith Long, who has spent a long time, 45 years she served at the VA Hospital. And we were able to do a little clandestine planning with some staffers around her to surprise her with a certificate of appreciation. And it was a birthday, and we wanted to really show her that we appreciate her as women veterans in this city. And also, women veterans that were able to come and provide some of their talent to this effort, singing and the poetry. It just added such a dynamic, and the engagement that we got from some of the walkers-by in the hospital that actually overheard us, and my mom, who was on the piano. We were actually in the VA hospital demonstrating our spiritual needs and support for healing, a holistic healing approach with one another. And on yesterday at my church, when we were called up as veterans to stand for prayer and acknowledgement, that tribute was impactful for me. And it was an overwhelming response from those veterans who are in agreement that we definitely need each other. But I just want to add a comment to the many forms that are being said. And I've listened to television this week, and I've seen some local Philadelphians represent their position on television. But we are in such a very different place from those individuals who are not aware of the Washington, D.C. based work from our legislators and our advocates from Washington who are putting forth advocacy in the area of sexual assault we have, of course, legislation where it's actually passed the Congress but has not passed in the Senate on stopping military sexual assault and military sexual trauma related incidences and occurrences. So the fight continues. I've been here before in my 20 years of advocacy, so it all encompasses the need for women veterans to have their issues addressed, independent of the other population that is a part of that comprises veterans. Women veterans have unique issues. I've watched several different programs and activities, and it's all wonderful. But at the bottom line, there has to be united and a strategic collaboration that will bring it all home at the end of the day. So we're grateful for all the work that's being done across our city and across our country and commemorating the veterans, those who have served past and present. And we're just grateful. We're grateful for President Obama, who has just really taken the lid off and allowing all of those things that relate to the veterans community to just overflow to the community and just raising awareness. It's, I mean, there's a heightened consciousness of our existence and those things that we deal with. So we just have to be mindful that there is, too, a strategy and how this has to be done. It's a very, very sensitive approach to our healing and how we are treated by those who are in position to resolve our various issues. So I'd just like to invite Mr. Brown to come back in. I am unsure why I continue to get the mic, but we're always open for discussion. I'm not expecting any callers. I wasn't expecting to have this show, but I just felt a need to archive a program commemorating today, and it's worthwhile that with all the work that we do throughout the year, that I just say thank you for those supporters, those who lend their ear to me and whatever resources are available within the means of those who come to the aid of whatever it is that I'm doing and offer me what to do, the Philadelphia Hospital, with all of the distinctions and academies that I deal with there. I can say that the chaplain's department, Chief Adamson, Chief Pierre, and other chaplains were there in support of our activities. Chaplain Bracey, who we also gave a certificate of this past week. I think that we have done at the grassroots level, at the very foundation, the groundwork for what needs to be considered as we build on the local effort, what we need to do in our city to begin to empower not only veterans, but potential candidates for recruitment. They need to be empowered on what the possibilities may be for them once they are in the military. If you are empowered, if you are educated, then you can be an informed decision maker when you're making such a big, big decision about entering the military. So we want to make sure that we continue in our effort to raise the awareness. I've been at this for a very, very long time, and I am watching very cautiously that we don't trip over some of our efforts. We must be strategic if we're going to have the most meaningful and effective approaches to helping the veterans. Otherwise, it could somehow be less than that if we're not. And I know what works, and we will continue on in what we do. And our weekly radio programs have been very, very, very successful. We've had quite a large reported listening audience, and we know that we are first and foremost to each other as veterans, peer-to-peer. Some, we provide the support that we need. And there's the opportunity for everybody to get involved at whatever level, wherever they are, to do what they do. Every little bit helps. Everything matters when you're helping others, despite that we come from different places in the country, we come from different places in our lives. I heard today on the radio and on the television a simple thank you. Patrick Murphy, a congressman who I understand now is going to run for Pennsylvania Attorney General, he spoke. He's an Iraqi veteran, and he spoke, and he was asked by Mr. Bill Anderson from our local WURD 900 radio program, Wake Up With Bill. He asked him, what could we do? Mr. Murphy answered, just say thank you. He said that he encountered an Iraq veteran in the airport, and he just said, thank you for your service. And a simple thank you can have just paramount implications and impact when a genuine is in fear. So thank you for your service, Mr. Murphy. Thank you for your service to all of the military, armed forces, women, men. We are grateful for our safety. We are grateful for our security. We are grateful for our freedom. We cannot take for granted that somebody has sacrificed a great deal for us to wake up every morning and not have to be concerned about what it is that other countries who are fighting in war today, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and the other countries who are in conflict today. We are at peace in our homes, and we are at peace despite all the threats against us, terror, domestic terror. We are at peace, and we can wake up in the morning and have the freedom to do what we desire to do. And we're grateful for our leadership in our country, President Obama, and our armed forces, who ensures that we remain free. So let's just ask the very short program that you all have a wonderful barbecue day, Memorial Day today, celebrating. Just enjoy your days off for those who are working. Have a wonderful holiday. But don't forget what it's all about. It's about commemorating and saying thank you to a service person, someone who has served in our armed forces. Your mothers, your fathers, your sisters, brothers, your relatives, your friends, say thank you for your service, and I think that would make their day. Attend an event. We will probably proceed with our regular broadcast on next week on suicides in the military. We are expecting guests. We will be talking about military suicide, and you can learn more about our organization at www.nawbphilly.com. Again, my name is Kathy Bennett Santos, which I will be trying to adjust that after a while. And I can be reached at 215-834-4228. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Philly Bett. That's P-H-I-L-L-Y-B-E-T. Please look for us on Philly Bett and on Twitter. Join us on our next week's program. We will be discussing suicides in the military, and we will look forward to hearing from you. Thank you to all of the listeners. Please have a wonderful and safe day, eating and sharing with your families. But remember to say thank you to a veteran, and we will look forward to seeing you on next week. Thank you.
I want to open the cleanser up. Then we're going to pick this up there before we pack it in. Think that's in the corner.